Lucy in the ballet goes from human to going through the change of becoming a vampire to being in her coffin and then coming back to life. This isn't, you know, Tutu Sentiaras. This is like really complex structuring of a character. And while doing all the dance steps, while doing the technique, you have to be able to play all of those transition moments. And there's a beautiful moment. Maggie Rickle does Lucy in the ballet. And there's this beautiful moment in her crypt scene where she's downstage right and she just turns and looks at the coffin where she has her food, and she pushes her head forward and stares at it, and it's not a human moment. It's all of a sudden she turns into something otherworldly.
It's these sort of details that fascinate Rob Royce in creating characters as a dancer and as a choreographer. It still seems to almost surprise him that he fell in love with this art form at such a young age.
I was in a jazz class, and my soon-to-be ballet teacher walked in and said, hey, you want to do this thing called Nutcracker? Why not? I have no idea what that is. I was 10 at the time. And I came home 3 weeks into Nutcracker rehearsal, walked into the house, and proclaimed to my entire family that I was quitting baseball, soccer, musical theater, all of it, and ballet was what I was doing with the rest of my life. I still don't to this day know why it hooked me that much. As I've grown, I see the things that have become my passion in it. But as a 10-year-old kid, I was just...
Whatever it was, it led him to study in North Carolina and New York City, and then dance professionally in Cincinnati, Dayton, and Alabama, and to start choreographing his own creations. Early in his career, an encounter with a legendary choreographer shaped his approach to his work.
I had the luxury of dancing an Agnes DeMille ballet rodeo 3 or 4 times in my career. And the first time I got to do that, I was 13 at North Carolina School of the Arts, and Agnes DeMille actually came and watched rehearsal. Scariest experience of my life now in hindsight. It was amazing. We did the first 4 counts of the ballet, and she had this massive ring on, and all of a sudden you hear clank, clank, clank. She tapped it against the mirror, and we all stopped. I mean, we were 4 counts in. And she brought us all to her, and she sat and told us the story. She went to Texas and spent like 3-4 months with ranchers and studied how their bodies moved and studied how they stood, the weight of... It was amazing to have that experience, and then to go throughout my career and touch base on that ballet again and again. It really, it grew me as an artist, because I took every role then and studied in that same mindset.
Royce has now brought that vision to his work with New York State Ballet, a young professional company based in Rochester since it was founded in 2014 by artistic director Katherine Johnson. The New York State Ballet has embraced the classics like Nutcracker and Swan Lake, while also trying out new things, a sword-fighting Peter Pan ballet, and this past spring, a combination of Carmen and Carmina Burana. And now this weekend, Dracula.
They're just out of that student phase of their dancing. So they're learning every day. There's this whole new world once you walk into the professional world of dance. You know the technique by this point. You're still, you know, fine-tuning as we always do as dancers. But you're at this point pushing yourself to see how far you can go. You know what you can do and you want to push those limits and find where you are as an artist and grow every day. And these dancers are there.